You're listening to The Wise Guys with Connor.
Caden.
Patrick.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, boys, you already know it's football season.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. It's been football season. Football season's almost over. Dude, but
it's getting sad.
It is getting sad. I'm just quite upset. But, hey, we got a new segment that we're going to start up every week, every Monday, Thursday, whatever day.
Yeah.
We're popping out a podcast.
Yep.
Talking about the games, bud.
Predictions, all that.
The next Pat McAfee out here, okay? That's what we're going to be, all right?
Scores, everything.
So, we got the Steelers and the Titans tonight. Who we got? What's going on?
Steelers.
All theirs. Score?
That's going to be a close game. I got to go 27 to 21.
Okay. Kyler?
Me? Okay. I'm going to go Steelers. I'm going to go 17 to 15.
17 15? To 15? Steelers?
Yeah.
You're insane. All right. You're absolutely insane. I got Titans, baby. I got 32-28.
I'm going to change it. 17-16.
Oh, my gosh. You're...
Yeah.
Not even possible.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen, bud.
Yeah, you're looking for two touchdowns and a PAT.
That's what I'm going with.
That's wild. All right, but, I mean, why, though? Why do we think the Steelers are going to win?
I think because it's at home.
I like Kenny Pickett.
I don't like him. His name is literally Can He Pickett. That's literally
his
name.
Oh, my gosh.
Bro, the stats are... Hey, Mac. Hop on.
Man, I got the Titans winning, so it's because they got D-Hop,
okay.
And Henry. All right. And also, I feel like the Titans just, I mean, Henry is going to dribble a guy. Come on now. I mean, with the trucking ability from Henry and the catching ability from D-Hop, it's unstoppable.
I understand.
I don't like the Titans passing game.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Who is their quarterback?
Ryan Tannehill.
He's not bad.
I don't like it.
You don't like anything.
I don't like it, man. I think the Steelers are just the better team.
No.
It's at home.
No. All right.
Next game.
Next game is from the Colts. All right. What's going on next week? This Sunday.
Colts, Panthers.
Oh, man.
Colts.
Panthers just got their first win.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Against the Texans. Beat them on the last second field goal.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I think, where's it at?
I believe this one is away. Yeah, this one's away.
Man, I think I'm going to go Colts on this one. Yeah.
Should the Colts win? Yes.
Yes.
Will
Are
they?
We?
I don't know.
Maybe not.
I got the Colts.
I mean, I think the Colts will win.
Colts 21-14.
They'll probably make it closer than it should be.
21-14?
Yeah.
Man, I got the Colts 28-14.
Okay. 34-24.
Colts?
Not bad, not bad. Yep. Not bad. I got us losing by halftime, though.
Losing by halftime?
Okay. But making a comeback?
Losing by halftime, making comeback on that one.
Get that halftime speech going.
Oh, yeah. Got to get that halftime speech going. Now, we're going to take it to college level. Who we got, Kansas State or Texas?
Oh, Texas.
Oh, man.
Kansas State's good. I like Texas.
Kansas State is ranked 23rd nationally, and Texas is number 7.
I'm going to go upset because there's been a lot of upsets. Kansas State. Been a lot of upsets in college.
I got Texas on this one.
I got Texas
all day.
Yeah, I got Texas on it. Texas is 7-1. Kansas State is 6-2. Not quite good. Quite good.
There's been a lot of upsets in college, especially.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. But I don't know. I feel like Texas. I feel like they're coming back and they're whooping it. They're not here. They're here to play.
You know who I like?
Here to dominate.
Who do you like?
I like Oregon.
Oregon is looking good too.
I like their jerseys.
Of course, you like their jerseys.
They got a good color combo.
Yeah.
Now who we got on this one? Notre Dame or Clemson? Notre Dame is 7-2.
Notre Dame.
Clemson is 4-4.
I don't like. Well, I used to be a big Clemson fan.
I used to be a big Clemson fan
back
with
in the
Trevor
Deshaun,
Lawrence.
I like the Deshaun Watson days.
Oh yeah, 16. That too.
I like Notre Dame, but where is it at? Is it at Clemson?
At Notre Dame.
I can't see Clemson beating a good team anymore.
In Notre Dame. If it was at Clemson, I'd go Clemson. But
you're insane. Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Like every time Clemson just falls apart. So
The Clemson is on a downhill slide, bud. Okay?
Just saying if it was there.
Clemson is not a place for college football right now.
Got Notre Dame.
Notre Dame all the way. Okay. Now, another big one we got is a little bit of a rival. LSU, Alabama.
What's their ranking? Or are they ranking?
Alabama is 8, LSU 14. Alabama is 7-1. LSU is 6-2.
Man.
I'm going to go Alabama.
I'm going to go LSU.
LSU?
Yeah.
What? Are you serious right now?
There's been a lot of upsets.
That's an insane upset you're calling right there.
I'm calling it.
Coach Saban's not going to be happy with you.
Okay. We'll come back next week and see what happens.
Looks like you're not going to Alabama, Kyler.
Yeah, you're not going to Alabama at all. You're going nowhere near Alabama, okay? Yeah,
I guess not.
Now, another one we have is kind of a little bit of self-explanatory. We got Oregon and California.
Oregon
is 6 and nationally ranked and is 7-1. California is unranked and 3-5.
Yeah. Oregon all day.
Like I said earlier, I like Oregon.
That is 60-0 right there. That's high school numbers.
I'm not sure about 60-0, but Oregon's going to win by a very safe amount.
I think they're going to be losing by halftime, though. So.
I just think Oregon is dominant.
That halftime speech will get to them, and they'll be blowing up.
No.
Okay.
You got Oregon losing by halftime.
Yep.
I don't see it. Nah.
What?
Possible? Yep. Is it possible? Yes. Will happen? No.
I think so.
Is it possible? No. Is it going to happen? No.
Okay.
Yeah. Oregon losing by halftime to California.
Yep.
You're,
I don't know what I am.
Wow.
I'm just going with that.
That is absolutely bomb-baffling right there.
I don't know, man. Bomb-baffling? That's where my
bomb-baffling.
My mind is going to that.
My vocabulary is getting
bigger.
It's soaring through the roof. So you got to use more words. You got to fill up the whole sentence. Come on now. Now, last one we got going on is Oregon State. In Colorado. Colorado is 4-4 with Coach Sanders and is unranked. Oregon State is 6-2 and ranked
Beavers.
16.
Beavers.
Colorado is good, but they fall apart always in the third and fourth quarter.
I got Beavers. The Beavers.
Beavers on top.
I like Oregon State.
Beavers on top all the way, baby.
I like their mascot.
I like their track.
I'm gonna
their
go
track
Beavers.
Team's pretty good.
like you know how in like March Madness some people pick for the logos.
Oh yeah.
If I were to do that, Oregon State would win.
Oh yeah, Oregon State. I mean, I get the Beavers, but their thing is like amazing. I love it. Now I did say that was the last one, but I just scrolled a little bit more and saw this one. This one's an absolute banger. Washington versus USC.
Oh, man.
Washington is nationally ranked number 5 and 8-0. USC is 7-2 and nationally ranked 20.
I got
Washington. I got the good old Washington right there, bud.
That's, back to the NFL, though.
That's insane. NFL, man, what we got going on? We got Sunday. We got Dolphins and the Chiefs.
Oh, man, that'll be game of the week.
That's
Tyreek Hill playing his old team.
That's a rival game. That's a rival game right there. That's going to go. That's going to be heated.
I got Dolphins.
Where's it at? Is that Chiefs?
I think so too. It does not say.
Okay.
So I got Dolphins though.
Man, that's a hard pick.
Chiefs are coming off a bad loss.
Yeah.
Chiefs are coming off a bad loss.
Bounce back week.
Chiefs do need a bounce back
week. That's going to be an early game too. That's 9:30 because it's in Frankfurt.
Yeah, that's a 9:30 a.m. Gosh, dude. Jeez, that's an early game.
That's the other side of the world.
Yeah. I got Chiefs though. Bounce back.
Wait, so they're not in the U.S., are they?
No, those when the Colts play the Patriots next week, that they'll be in Frankfurt too.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
they've been having a lot of like
international
other
games.
Yeah,
they want new fans to come to the NFL. Yeah. They want like new sponsorships and stuff like that.
Like London's
it's quite
been
smart
a big
to
one.
Do, it's quite smart to do that. To be honest, it really is.
Next game.
Now another bit. I'm not really necessarily a big one, but it could be a little bit. Could be interesting. Browns and Cardinals.
Browns, Cardinals.
I got Browns. I got D Bell doing his thing out there.
He might play. I mean,
I got D Bell.
They got
doing
a couple
thing.
Of their players out. So,
okay. Well, I think the best game is gonna be Seahawks Ravens.
Seahawks Ravens. Yeah, that probably would be a good game.
But on the Browns, no, I'm gonna go Browns.
Okay.
Oh yeah, Browns.
Now, another good one that may be good is Rams and Packers.
Rams. Jordan Love's passing game hasn't been great.
I like Rams. Gosh, no. I like Rams. You know, Puka Nacua?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that guy.
I got Cooper Kupp on my fantasy. I got Rams.
Isn't Cooper Kupp injured?
No, he's back.
Not anymore.
When he came back, who got hurt? Justin Jefferson. Both on my fantasy, of course. Man.
Oh, my gosh. Now, week 10, November 8th through the 14th, we got Panthers playing the Bears. And then we got Colts playing Patriots. Texans playing the Bengals. Well,
how about this week, though? Who do the Jets play?
Jets don't play anybody. It's their bye week.
They already had a bye week.
November 1st through the 7th. They're not on here.
They're not?
No, never mind. Yeah. I didn't scroll all the way. My bad. Whoopsies.
Just stay on this week.
Jets are playing the Chargers.
Man.
I got.
Does it say where it's at or no?
No.
Okay.
I got
Jets. I got Jets.
You know, y'all know Jets are my favorite team. I'm gonna go Jets.
Yeah, I think the Jets are gonna win. I think it's gonna be a close game though.
Okay. Now another good one. Another like game of the night. Cowboys versus the Eagles. Cowboys are 5-2. Eagles are 7-1.
That's gonna be a good
Eagles
game.
Lost to the Jets. So I'm expecting another lose this week. I'm going Cowboys.
Holy cow.
Expecting another
big loss. I don't know, man.
I got Eagles on top, dude.
I don't know.
The Cowboys always choke. They're going to choke in the playoffs. They're going to choke this game.
If we see Eagles. If I see what I saw from Dallas' defense last week, then I got Dallas' defense.
Dallas' defense
22
was
points
stopped.
Fantasy. They had a few block kicks.
Yeah.
And they had a defensive touchdown, I believe.
But when is a defense back-to-back good like that? Unless if you're like the 98 Bears. Yeah. Come on now. I mean,
I'm going to go Cowboys.
Now, this is more like the crap teams of the NFL playing each other, the Commanders and the Patriots. I got Commanders.
Sam Howell with 30 fantasy points last week. I'm going to go Commanders. He's looking good. Sam Howell is not looking bad.
Did you see what their running back said?
No, what'd he say?
It's been 7 years he's been doing this stuff and has been on the same losing team 7 years in a row.
Amen.
It's bad, dude. Yeah. It is bad. Another big one-ish is Bills versus the good old Bengals.
Bengals. That'll be a great game.
I got Bills.
I don't know. If Joe Burrow's back, the Bengals might take it.
Yeah.
I feel like Joe Burrow. I don't know. I got
Jamar Chase and Stephon on different teams. That'll be good.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, it's going to be an offensive game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Not really much of defense, but that's I feel like Josh Allen's going to throw some good old missiles out there, bud.
What's their record?
Whose?
Both. Bills is
5-3.
Bengals 4-3.
Man.
It's going to be pretty good.
This hard pick.
Not that hard.
I'm going to go Bengals.
Pretty good.
I gotta go Bills.
Joe Burrow's on my fantasy team, so I need him to show out.
I gotta go Bills. I like their offense. Bills.
Okay.
I got Josh Allen doing his thing out there with Diggs.
Yeah.
Like he always does, dude. Diggs is one heck of a wide receiver. That's all I gotta say about it. Now, with that in mind, how do you think the trades might go? I understand trade cutoff time was over with, but next year, who do you think is going to go on the chopping block?
This is my thought. I think Derrick Henry's going to get traded for picks.
Okay.
That's my thought.
Next year, though?
Yeah. I mean, he's been on that team for a while now.
I feel like what they're going to do is they're going to keep him until, like, a day. A day is...
They're going to trade them on, like, the last day.
That's what I was trying to say. Yeah, they're going to trade them on, like, the last
minute. People thinking if they actually want them or if they're sticking with
them. Give people their final offer, what they're willing to give them.
I can't see the Colts trading anyone right now.
They have no one to trade.
Right.
No one
Everybody that is currently on the team.
If what I'm a little bit hearing now, what I'm seeing, though, and this is, like, pulling this out, like, from the deepest part of my mind of what I can, the Bengals trade Joe Burrow.
You think so?
And I kind of have a little bit of a gut feeling that the Colts are going to try and pick him up, and we're going to trade Anderson.
Oh, no.
Not Anderson. We're going to trade
Richardson.
Huh?
Jed Richardson?
I don't think Richardson. Burrow would – or Bengals would want Richardson for Burrow.
Yeah.
Well, with Burrow getting hurt,
I mean
– you don't know, man.
I think the Colts are going to stick with Richardson.
Yeah, I don't think so.
He's getting hurt a lot, though. I mean, he can't stay on the field.
He has a few head concussions.
Yeah,
quite bad.
Been bad.
He's out there playing like college football. Like, he's not like there ain't no 350, 6'8" like pound man just coming right at him. So you gotta be careful on that one.
I think some running backs will be traded. I don't know from where, but trying to think of
like, Jonathan Taylor isn't getting traded. He has a 3-year contract for like $150 million.
I think the Jets will trade someone for.
Jets like, aren't trading nobody.
Better wide receiver.
The Jets are not trading.
Jets might trade for a quarterback.
Oh yeah, Aaron Rodgers, dude. Jets again. Aaron Rodgers back.
He gonna be back next year.
The Jets again. Zach Wilson back. I don't know why everyone's hating on him.
Zach Wilson is a good backup. He's not a good starting quarterback. Like he's not a good.
He's a good quarterback. He just needs a wide receiver.
I agree.
Like
I agree.
Team.
But like, if there's someone ahead of him and that guy gets hurt, he's coming in and he's good. Like he's a good backup.
Purdy, Brock Purdy, baby, all the way.
Okay. See, y'all know who the Colts' third string quarterback is, right? Sam Ellinger.
Yeah,
I like him a lot. I think.
Is he our third string backup?
Yeah.
I think that I could see the Jets trading for him.
I think he's a young core. He's a young guy.
Yeah.
And he started a game last year, and he didn't do too terrible.
We have a.
I could see the Jets trading for someone.
Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew.
Well, who's currently the starter?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, currently yeah.
And he's not bad.
He's been keeping up.
Yeah, he's not bad.
It's that Minshew magic.
He's been doing his thing. I mean, nothing like Purdy when he came in, but, I mean, hey, he's doing his thing, though. All right.
I could see the Jets train for a backup QB, though.
Who else could use a QB right now?
Who is it? Who's Will Levis on?
Titans. He has a start, though.
Yeah, I could see them getting a different one.
Who's their
starter?
Ryan Tannehill.
Because he started.
They're not doing a new Levis starter cornerback. No.
Levis is starting this week.
I don't think there's any like teams who need quarterbacks.
Yeah.
A lot of teams have young guys.
Jets are going to have Aaron Rodgers next year. I assume he's not going to retire on getting injured.
If he's smart, he will.
Yeah, but I don't think he
does. I think he's going to try and
he's
do
been
a
throwing.
Yeah, I think he's going to try and do a reback season, like a comeback.
Yeah.
Who we think might need one?
I still
think
the Broncos
are going to do a lot like how the Jets
Russell
did.
Russell Wilson.
I've always thought Richardson bust, so I think Colts might need one. I'm always going to stay with it, Richardson bust.
No, he's not a bust.
Yes, he is.
When he plays,
he's not a bust.
When he plays, he's good.
I'm sticking on my he's a bust.
I like him because
he's also a Jets fan. You know that?
Yeah.
I like him because he's like Jets Lamar Jackson. He's kind of like Lamar Jackson. Andy Richardson, it's hard to tackle
him. He runs too much.
You let him free, he's getting a lot of yards.
But he runs free, gets tackled, he's down. I mean, he's out for the game.
Yeah. So, well, that's why you can't run every play. It's because he doesn't slide. We got to teach him, like, hey, you're a quarterback. We need you. It's his first year in. We can't really, like, judge him too harshly, you know?
I gotcha, but man. Just saying that
Peyton Manning wasn't good his first year.
Who?
Peyton Manning. Colts went, like, 3-something.
Yeah, it was like 2-in.
I'm always going to stick on it. He's going to be a bust, though. I'm always going to stay on that.
I think you're insane, bud.
All right, you're the type of guy that's going to say Brock Purdy's a bust, too.
No, I wouldn't say that.
I feel like you would be the type of guy that would say, oh, yeah, Tom Brady, yeah, he sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I can see you saying it. I can see you saying it quite a lot, all right?
Okay.
But that's all the time we have here today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll catch y'all on the flip side.
See ya.